Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 6th up to the 10th verses of this chapter.
وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
And those who accuse their wives of adultery and have no witnesses except themselves, then the witness of one of them shall be 4 testimonies swearing by Allah that indeed he is of the truthful.
والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين.
And the 5th oath will be that the curse of Allah be upon him if he should be among the liars.
ويدرأ عنها العذاب أن تشهد 4 شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين.
But it will prevent punishment from her if she gives 4 testimonies, swearing by Allah that indeed he is of the liars.
والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين.
And the 5th oath will be that the wrath of Allah be upon her if he was of the truthful.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله تواب حكيم.
And if not for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, and because Allah is accepting of repentance and wise.
Regarding this challenge, an issue between the wife and the husband, regarding this challenging concept between the two spouses, I mean the concept of li'an that is proposed by the Almighty Allah in these verses to solve the problem in the most excellent way, we have discussed so far and said that why is qadf allocated to the spouses and not anyone else in the universe? And we somehow finished with that issue. Now, according to explanation that were given in the commentary of these couple of verses, to annul qadf punishment of man who accuses his wife of adultery, man must testify 4 times by Allah that he is telling the truth. As a matter of fact, in this special case, each of these 4 testimonies takes place of a witness. And in the 5th time, he most heartily and willingly wishes Allah's curse if he tells a lie. Considering that these regulations are usually carried out along with religious obligations in an Islamic environment. And when one person sees that he must so decisively testify by Allah in the presence of an Islamic judge, and he must curse himself, most of the time this accusation is not committed. And this is what prevents man from untrue accusations, from false accusations, from ruining someone's face and reputation without a justifiable reason, without having a witness, and without even that being real. The fact that wife must testify four times by Allah that this accusation is untrue is to equalize the testimony of wife and husband. And since the wife is the one who is accused of adultery, she defends herself in the fifth time with a more severe sentence than that of the man, and she somehow demands Allah's wrath if he is telling the truth. We know that la'na and curse means not enjoying Allah's mercy, but ghadab and wrath is something far worse than being aloof of Allah's mercy, because wrath demands a punishment that is more than cursing. And that's why in the commentary of Surah Al-Hamd, it is said that غير المغضوب عليهم, not the path of those inflicted with your wrath, those are the persons who are worse than dhalin. Those are far worse than those who are gone astray.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, we are done with these verses now. Let us conclude our episodes upon these verses with some traditions on calumny. Imam Ridha alayhi salam narrated from his father, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who calumniates a faithful man or woman, or says something about her or him which is not in him, in the resurrection day, Allah the Exalted will set that calumniator on a heap of fire, so that what he has said about him or her comes out of him, and he will be cleaned by suffering that chastisement. Elsewhere, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, A believer does not deceive his religious brother, nor does he betray him, nor does he disappoint him, nor does he slander him, nor does he say, I hate you. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said elsewhere, the sin of calumniating someone who is clean and pure is heavier than the skies, and no shamelessness is like calumniation. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever calumniates a Muslim in order to bother him, on the Day of Judgment, Allah will keep him in the bile sludge of hell dwellers till he judges between people. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.